Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Freaking Paul.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, how you
how
doing?
Are you? Going.
How was your Stella?
Dude, it was pretty good. Yeah. What up?
What up? Let me know when you guys are ready to start.
Paul, how was Westworld? Paul just took a trip to Westworld and came back.
I'm gonna need like 2 months to figure out what happened in that episode.
I watched it. Yeah, it was. Wow. So wait, so that James Dell guy, he was there for like 30 years. Well, he's still there. 30 years or
something.
Remember
in the timeline when because William was like trying to sell it to him, the company, whatever?
Yeah.
Like he's the one who put all the money in, and then clearly, you know, he put the money in, and then like, yo, you're going to keep me alive forever. So that was the whole gig. But
now I think this episode, you find out that they've moved on. It's not just like the guests and the hosts, but now what they're doing is they're putting, now with this Delos guy, you take his brain and you put it in a host. So it's like essentially you live forever kind of thing.
Exactly.
But they have,
exactly. But
they haven't figured it out because that guy keeps like, he's spazzing out. Like he was only good for 35 days. And then he spazzed out again.
Right.
And they can't figure it out because Ford is the scientist behind everything, and he's the one who's really running everything.
He's still alive, right? How did he...
You can tell when these other, like that little girl that came up at the end, little Spanish girl.
Yeah.
That was Ford. That other little boy from like a couple episodes back Ed Harris shot, that was him. He's all over.
So I think he's definitely programming these things to talk through these posts. But I think how the season's going to end is that, like, so William was trying to figure out this thing. I think Ford already perfected it, and he's already cloned himself.
Yeah, it's going to be like a...
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a total mind fuck.
Whoa.
So you killed Ford. But what
has Jules been reading the Reddit for Westworld?
Oh my God.
Not Reddit.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I haven't. I really haven't.
You're smart.
I just think that's the thing. Like, I think that he's programmed, he's controlling all of it. Like, everything's
already planned. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
And that whole thing, like, I think, and he's playing with William. And he's using the storyline of like his wife killed herself and the daughter. Hey, I think he's using that the whole game, and, like that whole thing. Like you can't look forward; you got to look back. So,
I knew that chick that was in the I don't know like what sector they called that. What was that like South Africa?
That's Raj World.
Is it India? Was it India?
It's called Raj World.
Oh, all right. I knew that was the daughter.
The other one is like a Japanese one, and that's like Shogun World or whatever.
And I think the Ghost Nation, those like whatever, like the Indians and like the white body paint, they're there to protect the guests if like the host like revolt.
Huh.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah. That I didn't know.
Remember when, what was that chick, Sandy Newton?
Pretty good.
The native, the prostitute lady, the madam or whatever?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When they were in the river, the Ghost Nation guys were like, no, we only want the human. And then this episode, they were like keeping the humans but not hurting them. I think they're kind of like the protectors of them. Just, they're like the keep safe, like they're the fail safe if anything goes wrong.
Oh my God! I can't wait. I can't wait till they like just Ford. You know he's coming in like what, like the final episodes or like the final episode or something like that. he's definitely, you guys like nailed it. I feel like you just spoiled it for me, because I think that's exactly how it's going. I think Ford is just kind of like the puppeteer with all this.
But it's weird. There's so much more to it, because then you got you know, the girl I talked about. I think her name is Maeve or whatever. Yeah, you have Dolores.
Yeah,
you have Dolores, that angle.
Wyatt.
And then you have Dolores's father, who I think is like the key, Abernathy. He's like the big. There's something about his character.
His head, right? Who, yeah. Think, like, wasn't Bernard talking about
that?
Yeah,
there's something about it.
Yeah, I think they planted something in his head, but we don't know what it is. I have a feeling. What do you think it is?
Guys, Draymond just like knocked Ariza out. Hold on 1 second. Are you watching this?
We're watching, B. But we talk about Westworld, God.
But like, look at this. Look at this. Oh!
Good screen. Harry, that's a good screen.
That is a good screen. You're right. It looks bad. The other angle. All right, this angle. Ooh!
Hey, he put him. That's a screen. He's good, though. He's good.
All right, back to Westworld.
I think Abernathy has all the data of the guests in his head, like of what they did. So that's like, you know, that's like they can blackmail everybody. They have all the data of what all the people who visited, exactly what they did every single time they were there. He has everything.
I didn't think that, but that's a good theory. But I also think there is a plan, like how eventually it's going to end, is one of them, the host, one of the hosts that's like smart, that recognizes like what the hell's going on, that is like more alive, kind of like Dolores type. I think one of them is going to get off and be in the real world.
I think so. Yeah.
Wyatt
is Dolores.
That's Wyatt. Why isn't she not Dolores? I don't get it.
Dolores is like her, like I guess her, like slave alter ego.
They call her. Who calls her Wyatt, though? I thought Wyatt was some, like, random dude.
Wyatt is, like, her name on the streets.
Come on! Oh, really?
Yeah, because everyone's
I have to watch it again to figure that out. I think Wyatt might be a storyline that they created, like, a narrative that they created, but I'm not sure if Dolores is Wyatt. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure.
I thought.
Do you think like Bernard just needs like a toot, or like what's going on with this guy?
He's the most confusing part of the show. Is he a host? Is he not a host? They clarified that in season one, but I forget.
He's a host, but they wiped out, like, Ford messed with him so many times and kept erasing his memory that he doesn't remember anything. So he's like just really messed up.
My man is tweaking so hard. He just needs a little bumpy.
Little tootski,
you
know?
He's leaking. It's a lot like Lost. I don't know if you guys watched Lost.
I never watched Lost, but everyone says it's very similar to that. So, like, every week, you just get so more confused.
Yeah, because what it is essentially you have different timelines. You have, like, there's a lot of it is flashbacks, and you don't know if you're in the present or the future, and sometimes you think you're in the present, but you're really in the future. Like, it's all over the place. But they copied one of the most iconic scenes from Lost, which, like, I was like, and then they tried to deny it. They're like, oh, no, we didn't know. We didn't do that. Like, one of the biggest scenes in Lost is that there's a hatch, like, on the island, and this dude, Desmond, is just living in it, right?
Okay.
And that's exactly how the yesterday's episode started. Like, you started, you think you're in that good in that guy Dallas's like apartment, but no, he's just in a lab. And they copied when I say copied it, everything, like the with the music playing and him working out and him living like a normal life. Meanwhile, he's just like a lab species. They copied that from Lost.
Wow, huh?
Oh, really? Shit.
What
kind of good Lost time? Was that ABC?
It was ABC. That was the biggest HBO mistake they ever made. If they picked that up, that would have been one of the best shows.
Well, the guy who did what's the freaking show with Justin Theroux and oh my god, HBO show where the people disappear.
Oh, Leftovers.
The Leftovers. Oh, jeez, brain fart. Leftovers. Yes. So the creator of Lost did Leftovers. Did the creator of both those shows, is he involved with Westworld?
Yeah, he is. J.J. Abrams. He wrote.
Oh, it's J.J. Abrams.
He wrote a lot of season one.
Oh, it's J.J. Abrams. Yeah. Duh. Okay. I didn't know J.J. Abrams was
involved. He's done a lot of weird movies.
Right. What a crazy show, man. Yeah. What year do you guys think it is? Like, young William, what year is that? Is that present day? And then, like, old William is, like, 30 years later? So, like, 2048 it would be?
I'm on my work phone. I just texted you guys a timeline, and that, it breaks it. But, yeah, I think William is, like, there's different stages of William, but around 37 years ago was, like, young William.
But it doesn't indicate, I'm looking at this now, it doesn't indicate what year. Not like it's a huge deal.
No,
I'm just wondering.
In the future.
China, bro. They're in China.
Japan, I think.
Japan.
Oh, that's where Westworld is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think somewhere in the Pacific.
Tokyo. Somewhere in, like, some random islands. You know what's crazy? They're actually, like, I think Japan or China, they're, like, actually, like, engineering islands at the moment.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I heard that.
They're making, like, they're like their own man-made islands right now.
Japan is, like, you know, they're the first with, like, all this technology, so that doesn't surprise me.
And there's some other, I think it was in the UK, that they're actually having, like, you know, AI, like, they're making, like, robots, like, that look extremely similar to, like,
remember
Westworld.
I was panicking telling you guys, like, you know, Westworld is, like, a metaphor.
Tony, calm down!
It's a metaphor for AI, and I'm freaking out, guys. I'm freaking out.
Why?
It's honestly, like, it's a really well-written, good show. I'm glad I started watching it. Really awesome.
Yeah, no, it's a great show. It's a great show.
Do you think Fizdale will survive against the Shogun Nation?
I think Fizdale is actually Bernard.
Ah.
He actually looks like Bernard.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah, he might be Bernard.
We'll have to Photoshop that.
Ooh, that's a good one, Josh.
Oh, let me know when you're taping.
Oh, we've been taping. We just went 15 minutes deep on Westworld.
Pretty good.
We like the show a lot, you know? It's pretty good. But Fizdale, so we like The Hire, obviously. He was our favorite choice. I know we're a week late recording this, but, you know... It obviously...
I can't wait.
Exactly. I was getting to that. It doesn't mean shit, you know, until...
Nothing.
We get some players. Yeah.
But that's the thing.
What's going to happen? They're going to suck this year. People are going to get on them. We hired the wrong guy. This is garbage.
Yep.
No one's going to fucking listen to him. And then it's just going to be wash, rinse, repeat.
Maybe not this year.
But it will happen within 3 years, guarantee you.
Well, go ahead.
No,
if you think he's gonna be the head coach longer than 3 years, oh my god.
Okay, so you're saying
you gotta hire good people. You gotta bring in good people, and he's a good person to bring in. It's a rebuild. They're not gonna all of a sudden be championship contenders unless anyone signs with them.
But so we've been saying this for 20 years.
He's got a 4-year deal. He's got to play it out. He's got to coach all 4 years.
Didn't
Horney have a 4-year deal?
No, Fisher had a 4-year. Fisher had a 4-year deal. They're still paying it.
Oh yeah, that worked good.
Yeah, that was that worked out good. But my biggest concern is KP. At the end of the day, I don't trust this guy at all to play.
How can you?
Yeah, how can you? Exactly. So he's my biggest concern, not Fizdale. I think Fizdale. He's a great coach, but, you know, you can only do so much with the hand you're dealt.
And I don't think it's not Porzingis' fault. It's just that he's a 7'3", frail, perimeter, whatever the hell he is, player. Like, he's not built for that. A human is not built to do that for that long.
Yep.
You're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to say frail. I just think that he's...
Nah, dude, look at his limbs. His body's frail. I mean, he's just arms and elbows. He's a giant.
He'd be probably pretty easy to defeat in Westworld.
You think like Yao Ming was that much? Like, he's a lot bulkier than KP. look at all the issues that he had.
Yeah. I mean,
he's never healthy. He's never healthy.
KP needs to sit down with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and find out what the heck that guy did to play that many seasons at that high a level. Because they're about the same height. No, they're both like 7'3". Wasn't Kareem like 7'3"?
I love KP, but he thinks he's like a slashing 3-point shooter. He thinks he's Kevin Durant. No, bro.
No.
Post up and just shoot over people without even dribbling or moving. That's all you have to do.
I think things will change for him too. We don't even know what position he's gonna play. Like, he could come back. He could be playing center. You know, we don't know.
I hope so. Right? I mean,
I don't know.
That's the position we want him to play, is the stretch five position, and then you put, I don't know, Frank, Burke, Timmy, 1-2-3, and then whoever you draft at the four. Is that the lineup moving forward?
I mean, they're not gonna be good for like another 2 years at the minimum.
And we've been saying that for years.
We should just pray that Ford has written a narrative where the Knicks get the top 3 pick tomorrow. That's all we can pray for.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, the lottery tomorrow. So we have a 6% chance to get the top 3. And right now it's looking like the top 3 will be Luka, Ayton, and Porter Jr.
I actually read a thing today. It said that whoever was like a 9th percentage team or whatever has gotten the top 3 pick like the most times. Something crazy.
Oh,
the number nine spot has been like really lucky to people lately, pretty much.
So the lucky nine.
Nine.
Number nine has been like a top number. So. But, I mean, literally, the Knicks haven't had good luck in the draft in 30 years with moving up. Literally, 3 decades.
No, you're right. 33 years, to be exact. Right? Ewing, obviously.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the NBA is rigged for New York.
The fuck out of here.
Put him in the bitch.
What do you think of Frank playing Summer League? I think it worked wonders for Jaylen Brown on the Celtics. I love the idea. I love his new hairstyle.
He needs to play. Great. Keep playing. But Brown also averaged like 32-15 in the summer league last year, this past summer.
Right.
You know, let's see Frank. I'm not expecting that, but like he should be dominating these games. Dominating. Like doing whatever he wants in these games.
Top 10 player. Yeah. We'll see.
And that's not far fetched. He should be dominating these games.
Would you be happy if he averaged 15-8?
I'm not even care about the averages or the points, the rebounds. I want to see him just controlling it, looking like he's the best player on the court.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like that's all that matters. Like he's just toying with people out there. He's getting like kind of outplayed by late first round pick, whatever. He's undrafted guys, which is not totally unfeasible. I don't know. Then that would just make my rank negativity just go even higher.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, we just want, yeah, exactly. Be the best player on the court. And that will, that'll be encouraging for the future.
Yeah.
Which we talk about.
Just want him to look the part.
Exactly. What should we talk about next? When's the last time we even like did a pod together? It's probably the three of us. It's probably been like a month.
We haven't even talked about the freaking draft yet. We haven't talked about Xavier, Sammy D, Sam Darnold, King Supreme, the red-headed magician, the god, Sammy D.
Hold on, I got a good one. Ready? Sam Darnold looks like the high school bully who purposely shoulder checks you, knocking everything out of your hands, then says, "Dropped your books."
Pretty good.
You like that one?
Okay. Did you make that up?
No, I got a bunch more too. So I'll throw them in there here and there. But let's keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy. They did exactly what I wanted them to do. They didn't tank correctly, so they had to trade up, which they did. They got ahead of everybody. They got ahead of the Bills or Dolphins, whoever, and. For the most part, I think they got the top quarterback in the draft. And I got to coach him up.
Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold looks like a villain from The Incredibles.
Boom, we freaking know that one.
Oh, that's an old one. Damn it.
Yeah.
Juice, what about your G-men? You're happy with Barkley, obviously. You're not pissed.
Look at Jeff Curry. Oh my god.
How could I not be happy? We got the best player in the draft. We got the number one player in everybody's sport.
Juice, one thing, I'm very curious. Like, you want him just like getting 25 carries a game, like right from the get go? Playing three downs. He's going to be the pass catcher on third down. Of course, he's going to get a breather from here and there. But you really want this guy, like, is he going to play like 80% of the snaps every game?
I think it'll never be that way as long as we have, I mean, you have Eli Manning. Why would it be that way?
With Barkley? You know what I mean? With Barkley?
With Eli Manning in there, like, Barkley doesn't have to have, you know, he doesn't have to have 30 carries a game. I think
he might be.
I mean, he could, but
not 30. But I'm saying 20 to 25, like every game.
He's gonna get clearly, a line, man.
That's Gettleman's MO. Build the lines up, get these big freaking goons up there, like he drafted Hernandez, and that's what he wants. He wants to pound the ball.
They want to be able play action. Exactly, and that's what it is, play action. I think they want to be in a position where if you think they're going to pass it, they run it down your throat, and vice versa. If you think they're going to run the ball, all of a sudden Eli Manning drops back, and he can find a wide-open somebody, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm happy with the pick. I'm really excited. I was really happy about the second-round pick, Willie Hernandez. That's who I wanted. And, that's it.
Did you watch a lot of Texas El Paso football this year?
No, but I did watch a lot of Destination Dallas, and I was like looking at linemen, and I saw him. He did good work at the combine.
Is he not the guy from the longest yard?
Yeah, I guess he could be. Yeah,
we talk about Joey Coco Diaz. Are you talking about him?
No, the huge Spanish guy from the longest guard.
He hit his balls like that guy.
He's like, my balls.
Oh, my balls.
He's actually a WWE.
Oh, yeah, that guy's definitely
that guy.
Yeah.
That's Will Hernandez, bro. That should be his role model right there.
Well, no, he seems like a beast. But the better question is, do you think Barkley will want his buddy John O'Korn being the week one starter instead of Eli? Who is this?
No, man. We got the best quarterback in the draft. Just give me a couple of years, man.
Velveta?
The Richmond Spider?
Yeah.
Well, who's this John O'Korn field with Barkley, though? Who's that guy?
He's from Michigan or Houston. He was a transfer. I know the name O'Korn. I think he was on Michigan, like, backup.
Yeah, like him and Barkley were like buddy-buddy on the field at OTAs or something like that. I don't know. Whatever. It's not like a
Michigan, Penn State. Yeah, they're probably like Big Ten boys.
Yeah.
Or maybe they grew up on Alicia Court together. I don't know. Maybe, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Are you guys worried about the Cavs getting swept?
They're gonna win.
Yeah, Paul, you were
James. Maybe
you were all. You're like willing to put it all. Actually,
I love it.
You're like willing to bet like your life savings on Cavs and six, right? I saw you tweeting all about it.
In that and game two, yeah, I'd put like everything on it.
Yeah,
I can't wait to go down to Monmouth Park and just drop down like 20 stacks on these games.
Yeah, so let's talk about today. There was an amazing about time come of ages announcement. Sports betting's legal,
guys.
Yeah,
it kind of came out of nowhere because, you know, I filed this stuff, but I didn't even know that there was a ruling today. And then all of a sudden, it just appeared on Twitter, like, all over.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
I was like, all right, awesome. And, yeah, I mean, it's going to change a lot of things.
Well,
first, Vegas definitely. Vegas isn't happy. I know damn well. I think silver is fine with it. I don't think the NFL is happy. I don't think baseball is happy. College NCAA is definitely not happy.
The headline is mobsters will lose core business thanks to legal sports.
Yeah, crime. I was gonna say organized crime is not happy at all. It's it'll change, but a lot of people are still gonna bet offshore with bookies because.
The
legalized stuff, they're gonna tax you like crazy, and it's just gonna be for a lot of people it's not gonna be worth it.
Right. Also with like a bookie or offshore stuff, I mean, don't you get definitely with a bookie, like, you know, you'll get like credit terms almost, you know? You don't get that with
You don't have to put the money straight up some of the times, but also now that it's legal, these offshore accounts and bookies, they're gonna be giving a lot more. Their juice is going to be a lot lower. They're going to give you more like incentive to bet with them. Oh, they're doing this. Well, we're going to go half of that. There's always going to be a way to get like around it for them, but definitely going to make it more competitive for sure. That's good though. You want that competition. So
yeah, well, it's
for the better. It's good. You have more options. So good.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like with the legalization of marijuana. You know, trying to find it sometimes or get it. You know, it's you're dealing with. Some shady individuals, whatever. But you legalize it, you can go straight to the store. You know, go to the store like you're getting groceries. With betting, you know, instead of me being like, "Hey, Paul, put in a bet for me," you know, I could just go to some freaking site and just put it in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like that, the convenience factor is just like so.
And all these places eventually, especially in the Northeast, where there's a high demand for it, and there's a lot of people, they're gonna have. There's going to be, like, Harrah's is going to have their own app, I'm sure. Resorts, they're all going to have their own app. There's going to be kiosks in bars.
That's going to get...
Stadiums. It's going to be everywhere.
Bro, that's going to get crazy, what you just said. Kiosks and bars. Can you imagine just, like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You imagine watching, like, one of these, like, NBA, like, West Coast games that's on at, like, you know, like... 11:30 at night, like a regular season game, but you're out at the bar Saturday night, whatever, and you're just like, fuck it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh man.
And a lot of people, I'm sure, like people that gamble, they've been gambling for a long time, and they will continue to it. This is probably going to attract like more of a mainstream crowd, but they'll realize how hard it is to actually win, and they'll stop real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's not free money. Everybody loses pretty much with this shit.
Yeah,
but it's easier. I think it's good for the state just getting money. Like it's about time they wanted to get money from it.
Yeah,
easy money
for sure.
Like why not? You know,
get taxed.
Yeah, the taxes. I mean, it's no brainer with legalizing anything. It seems like yeah. Guys.
Oh, for sure.
Sam Darnold looks like his mom told him. To stop making faces or he'll get stuck like that. And he didn't listen. That one's all right.
What about the mole?
Yeah, the moly.
Dude, where are you getting these from?
Reddit.
Oh, on Reddit?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to do Gettleman next pod. I'm sure there's a bunch on him. McAdoo was like the king. McAdoo and who else is like a big looks like? I feel like Patina. Well, Patina.
McAdoo was up there. He's up there.
Oh yeah, big time. Big time. Oh sure.
Get him, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about this baseball season? How about those Skankies, huh?
Pretty freaking good. Pretty good.
Yeah, they're off.
Told you, I wasn't worried about it. I was like, if they're doing this bad in June,
whatever. Yeah.
I'd be worried, but like, don't even talk to me until then.
Even Stanton.
Nah,
Stanton's like, you know, playing with confidence now, you know?
Yep. Yeah, just wait till it gets warmer out. Sanchez, Stanton, they're all going to get even hotter when, you know, the weather starts getting better.
Yeah, that ball's
going to be a great summer. Great summer in the Bronx.
That ball is going to be flying through the air. I'm a little upset Didi's gone ice cold. He was like the MVP, like, you know, the first month. And has gone ice cold. But he'll get it together.
Ever since he did the curtain call in Anaheim is when he went on his cold streak.
Yep. Yep.
But doesn't it worry?
You can't be doing that to the baseball guys. You can't be doing that.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. Doesn't it worry you guys? So that
you worry?
As well as they've been playing, that they're still tied with the Red Sox?
A little bit. I mean, Red Sox are going to be there, but they started 17-2.
And I love it. I want the rivalry back, right? We want this, so why not? You know,
yeah.
I want it to be neck and neck all year.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as the Yanks win the division. As long as they win the division. I hate that wild card game, but
when they were 17-2, I was like, shit. I was like, they gotta start getting. I was kind of like, you know, it's so early, but it's not because they're like on like a. I wasn't worried about the Yankees record. I was more like, oh shit, Boston is just like unbelievable right now.
Right.
But they came back to earth, and this is going to go to the final week for sure, between the both of them, and the Astros are going to win, the Indians are going to win. It's pretty much going to be the same team as last year.
Yeah. Meanwhile, on the other side of town, the Mets. Mets.
Poor guys. Can't get the lineup right.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
And you know, Harvey, what'd he do? He pitched four shutout innings in his first start with Cincinnati.
Yeah. Go figure.
So he's gonna have a comeback and he's just gonna be very good with the Reds somehow.
What happened to
Vladdy? Or leave. He's gonna have a great year with the Reds. Leave them and like sign with the Yankees or some shit.
For sure. Amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's his dream to be a Yankee, but it's just I found it kind of hysterical that Harvey went to Cincinnati of all cities. I mean, that's got to be like what, like a bottom three party city out of all the MLB cities.
Yeah, he's definitely. But it's good though because he can only focus on, you know.
Yeah, you're right. It should be good for his actual playing career. So but no more Dark Knight.
He'll find the cocaine somewhere.
Oh yeah. He should ask Boomer. Boomer played there.
Cincinnati too. Who?
Boomer.
Oh, Boomer.
Yeah. So. All right, guys.
What else is going on?
I don't know. What else? We pretty much ran through it all. No.
Did we go through the playoffs yet?
We were talking about it a little bit. I think, you know, I agree with you about the Cavs. I think they're going to come back and win this. I think it's going to be in 7, not in 6. I think it's going to be a really good series.
I would love to see LeBron in the finals against the Rockets. Something different.
I think it's just going to be
that'd be dope. I think LeBron would just take over and he'd win.
I think so too. PJ Tucker. I mean, they got a bunch of guys who can guard him, but I think there's a better chance of Warriors Celtics, to be honest with you. I think Brad Stevens, the president Brad Stevens, is one of the best coaches we've seen in a long time.
What do you do? Say they get to the finals and they make a series out of it against like whoever they play. I mean, you try and get like a Kawhi Leonard.
Juice. You were saying you were probably joking, but like half joking. Trade Kyrie for a bunch of picks, I heard that one too. Trade for
I was just saying like you don't really look how well they're playing now.
Yeah.
Imagine they continue to play this way. You don't need Kyrie. You don't need Hayward.
Right.
You just trade these guys for picks and continue to do what they are the real process, not Philadelphia.
Right.
If you really look at it, they've turned all their picks. Coach them up, and they're turning it into either stars or like really, really good role players. So you don't need any superstars. Just trade
everybody.
They
have the perfect trifecta: great coaching, great management, and great luck.
They've had all three
of them.
And you know what? Like they almost like if you don't win this, say they don't win the championship. Most likely, they're not going to win the championship. They almost have like too much talent. They like have a problem. What do you do with all these guys? Now you have Kyrie coming back. Scary Terry's playing great, so that's going to pose some problems with Kyrie. Gordon Hayward plays pretty much the same position as Tatum and Brown. Kyrie. So, like, you have too much. I don't know.
Good problem to have.
Yeah.
Great problem to have.
Smart will be gone.
For sure. Definitely gone.
Smart is a good player. Smart's a good player that nobody talks about. He gets the crowd amped up. He sets the tone for the game.
Yeah.
He defends a lot of the, you know, the best offensive players on the other team. So it's not just like, oh, get rid of Smart. I don't know. He's a big piece to that team, I think.
Yeah.
So they just can't afford all these guys now.
I can't believe Tatum though.
Do you pay Rozier? Pay Smart? Because you already have Hayward, Irving, and Horford. They're all getting crazy money.
I say between Scary Terry and Smat. I go Terry.
And then you also have to pay Brown and Tatum in like a few years. So you can't be giving everybody all these big deals.
Jason Tatum, dude. Holy cow. None of us saw this. None of us. Even you, Paul, the Paul Strader.
Yeah, dude, I told you.
You saw this? You saw this. This soon.
I mean, not this, but I told you. He's the most ready-to-go scorer. That guy can walk in and score 20 points a game. Easy.
Yeah. But weren't we joking, like, oh, if the Knicks draft him, he'll be another Carmelo. Bill Simmons was calling him Danny Granger. And we were all like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Man, Bill should... Shut up, Bill.
Shut up. Yeah.
But the thing is, like, listen, any player, like, he could have turned into all those things, but I think he didn't have to do as much, so he has less pressure on him. He could develop great coaching him up.
Exactly.
It makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. He's
the trifecta. Management, coaching, luck.
You put Tatum on the Knicks, with Hornacek and this bum team. Maybe he doesn't develop the good habits and you know, whatever's needed.
Yep.
He doesn't have, like, the habits. He might fall under the pressure, and he might not do as well. I don't know. It's just,
Philly fans, they should never chant trust the process ever again.
Nope.
You just got beat. You just got beat on your home fucking court by Tatum. You traded. You could have had, but instead you traded for a guy who's sitting on the bench.
Didn't play a second.
Yep. You know. Having anxiety attacks all day.
Didn't play a second.
Really?
Didn't play a second. I know, it was crazy. And Ben
Is that
Simmons.
Part of the plan.
And Ben Simmons better not get that Rookie of the Year award. He was a complete no show in that series. He was awful. It's dreadful.
Yeah, he disappointed me a lot.
That was really bad.
I think though that's the thing for a rookie. If you can't shoot, you know, you're facilitating to everybody else, but like they don't have much. Like JJ Redick is very good. But outside of him, like, Embiid's there, that's it. Like, who else is, like, really creating their own shot and scoring, carrying the team on offense? It's, like, didn't exist, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think Chuck Rose would put Tatum, like, would you think he'd push him for mayor? I mean, governor or no?
I like it, but...
I do like how Chuck turned the tables on Black Jack Foley.
Yeah, but you know. But first of all, why did he do that? For what? What reason?
Because Foley caught him at the SNM.
Yeah, I get that, but just be like, all right, he's just doing his homework to make sure that he's looking out for you.
He was. So you're right.
He's like, listen, if I can get to you, anybody can get to you. So cut it out. He's looking out for him.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy, so they just make these bad things for nothing. Oh my god! You know damn well that thing that Spiros and Dollar Bill are talking about. Axe is going to get in trouble for that again somehow.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So stupid.
That's going to creep back in. The bigger question for me: where are the kids? Where are Chuck and Wendy's kids? Like, where
they never really, they never
the
really,
kids are never around. Like, really like these two just like are just like whatever, living our professional lives, and our kids are just whatever. Like, I don't know. Maybe I take the show too literal. I don't know. That's my problem.
Yeah, I just hope Connerty comes on top.
Yeah, what's next for Connerty? I hope Connerty and I hope he beats up Chuck, your boy Juice. Your boy Chucky.
I like that.
Yeah,
Chuck,
Juice. How do you like Chuck? Oh my god,
like him. Got nice suits.
He does have pretty spiffy threads on.
But I like Axe's style more. It's like relaxed. It's like I'm a billionaire. I'll wear whatever the fuck I want. I like that.
And he is who he is. He doesn't hide it. Chuck, he pretends to be two different people.
Yeah, man.
Maybe 10 different people. 10 different people.
Yeah, yeah. We see a new Chuck like every episode, it seems.
I like it. He's a mastermind.
Okay. No, there's no...
Did you guys have any... Any pig's ears lately or not?
Yeah, what's...
Nah, no pig's ears.
Yeah, who knew pig's ears were such a delicacy? What's that about?
I don't know. I kind of want to try them out, though. It's got to be good. I mean, everything from a pig tastes good, no?
Yeah. It's probably like bacon, right?
You know?
It's like bacon, but the ear.
Crispy bacon.
Like caviar bacon.
Caviar bacon. Ooh. Yeah, we got to go out for... What was that restaurant we were looking up that has it? Weren't we, like, talking about some restaurant in the city?
Oh, Josh.
Juice, you knew about it.
Josh found it.
Yeah, Spotted Pig?
Yes, Spotted Pig.
Is that what it's called, Spotted Pig? Yeah.
Yo, we should do a live pod from the Spotted Pig.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
That's pod goals.
Tone, for your Memorial Day party, do we order from the Spotted Pig?
Ooh.
Maybe. I think I'm going to stick to the burgers and dogs that day.
Or me and Juice will just get like a order like a ton and just bring it up.
Just the pig ears, though.
Yeah, just the pig ears, yeah.
Maybe Fairway will have them.
Who? Fairway?
Fairway. Maybe Fairway is pig ears.
I bet we could find them somewhere, like wholesaling.
Might have to look into that.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
All right, guys, we're ready to record.
All right, we're starting now.
All right,
let me know.
All right, did we get everything?
Do we talk about Westworld some more?
Yeah.
We only opened the first 15 minutes.
Oh, I forgot. Barry.
Oh, but Juice will be left out. He doesn't watch that. Yeah, he'll be left out.
You can watch it? Oh, my God.
I'll say
like
this.
It's the darkest show ever.
Yeah,
but
it's funny, though. It's good. I thought it was really...
But it's funny.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. Juice, you would like it.
I know how it. I know how it ends. Bill Hader turns into Stefan from SNL.
Wait, quick question. At the end, when he was like in, I think he was like in a. What was that?
Nothing. Keep going.
Hello.
Hello. Keep going.
When he was in the bar. Yeah. What the hell? What's going on?
That was Juice. I don't know. Something with the connection.
It's like Bernard having like his like issues with the talking.
Proceed.
When he was in the bar with like that whatever his girlfriend or whatever, and then like it went to black, right? For like it was like what like 10 seconds, and then it like showed them in the cabin. I feel like that was him just imagining what would life be in the future.
Yes.
Like there's no getting away from it. Like that was all bullshit. Like that didn't happen.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Okay. I thought I was the only one.
Okay.
No, it was a good show. I mean, yeah, that one scene in the finale, and we won't give it away too much. We don't want to spoil alert for other people.
But we won't know. Like, we won't know. And I don't think that's what really happened. But
oh, you're saying that scene didn't really happen? The one I'm talking about?
That didn't happen. That whole entire cabin scene didn't happen.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like
talking about Westworld?
Yeah, this is in Sector 22.
How many sectors are there?
Cool. Well, if there's 22, there's got to be at least 21 more.
Oh shit!
Goalie.
All right, guys.
That's it.
That was fun.
You got no more?
That was
you
fun.
Tell
yeah.
Us about any more tacos?
Anything else? I mean, we kind of
nah. I think we're good, man. Let's get on. Let's not wait 5 weeks for another pod. Let's do another one soon.
Yes, for sure.
All right.
How about this?
At Tone's party, we're gonna do a live pod.
Might be difficult, but
but
possibly doable. We can maybe get a quick one in, a little micro. But guys, if the Knicks get a top three pick somehow tomorrow, emergency pod, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
6% chance.
Definitely won't happen, but sure. I'll be ready.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, sure.
All right, then.
All right. Peace. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. One.
Get the fuck out of here.